Relevant Radio now presents the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity at our Relevant Radio Green Bay studios.
I want to thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. I'm pleased to be able to celebrate the Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity in Green Bay, Wisconsin. At this Mass, we especially unite our prayers with the homebound, those in prison, and those unable to attend Mass in person. For those who are able, we encourage you to receive our Eucharistic Lord at your local parish and remember to observe your Sunday obligation. Today on April 26th, it's also the Feast of Our Lady of Good Counsel. It goes back to the 1400s when Our Lady appeared on the Feast of St. Mark, which was yesterday. And so we begin our prayer together in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. May the grace and the peace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each of you.
And with
your spirit. We come together now for the celebration of our Eucharist, but before we dare go any further, we do need to take a moment acknowledging our own sinfulness. We examine our conscience. We seek God's forgiveness, God's grace, God's mercy, as we need this in a moment of quiet reflection. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. Be present to your family, O Lord, we pray, and graciously ensure those who have endowed with the grace of faith an eternal share in the resurrection of your only begotten Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. There broke out a severe persecution of the church in Jerusalem, and all were scattered throughout the countryside of Judea and Samaria, except the apostles. Devout men buried Stephen and made a loud lament over him. Saul, meanwhile, was trying to destroy the church. Entering house after house and dragging out men and women, he handed them over for imprisonment. Now those who had been scattered went about preaching the word. Thus Philip went down to the city of Samaria and proclaimed the Christ to them. With one accord, the crowds paid attention to what was said by Philip when they heard it and they saw the signs that he was doing. For unclean spirits, crying out in a loud voice, came out of many possessed people, and many paralyzed and crippled people were cured. There was great joy in that city. The word of the Lord. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Shout joyfully to God, all the earth. Sing praise to the glory of his name. Proclaim his glorious praise. Say to God, how tremendous are your deeds. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Let all on earth worship and sing praise to you. Sing praise to your name. Come and see the works of God, his tremendous deeds among the children of Adam. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. He has changed the sea into dry land. Through the river they passed on foot. Therefore, let us rejoice in him. He rules by his might forever. Let all the earth cry out to God with joy. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Wherever everyone who believes in the Son of Man has eternal life, and I shall raise him on the last day, says the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. My friends, the Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to the crowds, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst. But I told you that although you have seen me, you do not believe. Everything that the Father gives me will come to me, and I will not reject anyone who comes to me, because I came down from heaven not to do my own will, but the will of the one who sent me. And this is the will of the one who has sent me, that I should not lose anything of what he gave me, but that I should raise it on the last day. For this is the will of my Father, that everyone who sees the Son and believes in him may have eternal life, and I shall raise him on the last day. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
Earlier this morning, I had Mass at the school at St. Francis Xavier in De Pere and St. Mary in Ledgefield, Notre Dame at De Pere, and it was the elementary school children. And I told them last Sunday, the third Sunday of Easter, we celebrated Good Shepherd Sunday. And one of the things that we see happening around last Sunday, this Sunday, maybe even the weekend after, is that many young people will be receiving communion, first time. And I said, you got to be excited about that. It's nothing to take for granted. We're told in the Gospels recently that Jesus feeds a crowd of 5,000 people with 5 barley loaves and 2 fish. That's really nothing. It's a miracle. It happened. And yet at the same time, more of a miracle is what happens in the consubstantiation of bread and wine being turned into the body and the blood of Christ. And that's what Jesus is declaring in today's gospel with his disciples. I am the bread of life. And he really wanted those disciples not to take him for granted, but the food that we need here on earth, those loaves and the fish and so many other things, they can sustain us for a while. But Jesus is trying to go beyond that and prepare them for himself, the bread of life, which can last forever. And we can avail ourselves to it on a daily basis if we want it, if we need that, and we should. As we come for Eucharist, we're being fed on the body and the blood of Christ, not symbols, but the real presence of Jesus. And I really try to impress upon the second graders who will be receiving communion this weekend at St. Francis Xavier in De Pere, Wisconsin, that take that body of Christ and really live it out as much as you possibly can. But I also encourage the older students and the parents and the grandparents and the parishioners that were at that Mass is that you've received First Communion maybe many, many, many years ago. Never take it for granted because it's life-sustaining, and we should try to receive the communion of Christ, that body and blood, as often as we possibly can. In just a moment of quiet prayer, we bow our heads for a moment, thanking God for the gift of his Son that comes to us in Eucharist, but also praying that we never take that for granted. We now take this time that is given to us, offering to our loving God some of the needs we have, our prayers of petition, our prayers of thanksgiving that we wish to place before the Lord. For our Holy Father, Pope Francis, for his health and blessings on his leadership of the Church, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For an increase in the holy vocations to the priesthood and religious life, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our government leaders, that they may protect all people's rights to life and religious freedom, we pray to the Lord. For strong marriages and family life, and for those couples preparing for marriage, that they will embrace their vocation with both joy and selflessness, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for all those who have died, especially for the repose of the soul of Deacon Bob Ellis, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord,
for our Saint Joseph, Saint Gabriel, Saint Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and our supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord. And we pause now to add our own needs in a moment of quiet prayer. Loving God, we know that you do hear these prayers of ours, those that we have voiced out, those that are still within our hearts left unsaid. Please listen to us carefully and then respond to us in the way that only you do know to be best. We ask this with great confidence through Christ our Lord. Amen. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us a bread of life. For the mystery of this water and this wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. Pray now that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Grant, we pray, O Lord, that we may always find delight in these Paschal mysteries, so that the renewal constantly at work within us may be the cause of our unending joy through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
Amen.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation at all times to acclaim you, O Lord. But in this time, above all, to laud you yet more gloriously when Christ our Passover has been sacrificed. For he is the true Lamb who has taken away the sins of the world. By dying, he has destroyed our death, and by rising, restored our life. Therefore, overcome with paschal joy, every land, every people exults in your praise. And even the heavenly powers with the angelic host pray together the unending prayer of your glory as they acclaim, Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts. Heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples saying, Take this all of you and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice. Once more, giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, Take this, all of you, and drink from it. For this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. The mystery of faith. When we eat this bread and drink this cup, we proclaim your death, O Lord, until you come again. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly, we pray that partaking of the body and the blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, David, our Bishop, the clergy, the religious, all who minister in the church. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection, and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face. And have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, that we too may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. For it is through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant your peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever. Amen. The peace of the Lord be with you always. And please share with one another a sign of peace. Together we pray. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. For those of you who are watching or listening to this Holy Mass, this is now a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. The body of Christ. Adathan, the Lord has risen and shown his light upon us, whom he has redeemed by his blood. Alleluia. Let us pray. Hear, O Lord, our prayers, that this most holy exchange by which you have redeemed us may bring your help in this present life and ensure for us eternal gladness through Christ our Lord. The Lord be with you. We bow our heads and we ask God to bless us. May the Lord Jesus Christ be with you that he may defend you, within you that he may sustain you, before you that he may lead you, behind you that he may protect you, above you that he may bless you, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Our Mass and our celebration is ending. We are sent forth to love and to serve the Lord. I want to thank you for joining us for Mass here on Relevant Radio today. I hope that you will join us again tomorrow at noon Central Time. Also, be sure to join Father Rocky this evening at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time for the Family Rosary Across America. Coming up next, please join Cale Clark for The Faith Explained. A prayer to St. Michael. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking the ruin of souls. Amen. A prayer for the National Eucharistic Revival. My God, I believe, I adore, I hope, and I love you. I beg pardon for those who do not believe, nor adore, nor hope, nor love you. Most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I adore you profoundly. I offer you the most precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, present in all the tabernacles of the world, in reparation for the outrages, sacrileges, and indifference by which he is offended. And through the infinite merits of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg of you the conversion of sinners. Amen. And on this Wednesday, a litany of St. Joseph. Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
God, our Father in heaven.
Have mercy on us.
God, the Son, Redeemer of the world.
Have mercy on us.
God, the Holy Spirit.
Have mercy on us.
Holy Trinity, one God.
Have mercy on us.
Hail Mary.
Pray for us.
Saint Joseph.
Pray for us.
Noble Son of the House of David.
Pray for us.
Light of Patriarchs.
Pray for us.
Husband of the Mother of God.
Pray for us.
Guardian of the Virgin.
Pray for us.
Foster Father of the Son of God.
Pray for us.
Faithful Guardian of Christ.
Pray for us.
Head of the Holy Family.
Pray for us.
Joseph, chaste and just.
Pray for us.
Joseph, prudent and brave.
Pray for us.
Joseph, obedient and loyal.
Pray for us.
Pattern of patience.
Pray for us.
Lover of poverty.
Pray for us.
Model of workers.
Pray for us.
Example to parents.
Pray for us.
Guardian of virgins.
Pray for us.
Pillar of family life.
Pray for us.
Comfort of the troubled.
Pray for us.
Hope of the sick.
Pray for us.
Patron of the dying.
Pray for us.
Terror of evil spirits.
Pray for us.
Head of Relevant Radio.
Pray for us.
Protector of the church.
Pray for us.
Protector of the Redeemer.
Pray for us.
Servant of Christ.
Pray for us.
Minister of salvation.
Pray for us.
Support in difficulty. Patron of refugees.
Pray for us.
Patron of the afflicted.
Pray for us.
Patron of the poor.
Pray for us.
Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world.
Spare us, O
Jesus. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world.
Gracious, hear us, O
Jesus. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world.
Have mercy on us, O Jesus.
God made him master of his household.
And put him in charge of all his
own. Let us pray. God, in your infinite wisdom and love, you chose Joseph to be the husband of Mary, the mother of your son. May we have the help of his prayers in heaven and enjoy his protection here on earth. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at noon Central on Relevant Radio. Video stream of the Mass on the Relevant Radio app and at relevantradio.com.